CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa Ambe. First, the main point. Many road users of the Yaoundé-Douala Highway have been stranded since morning due to the inaccessibility of the stretch caused by an accident involving two trucks at Misole Sanaga Maritime of the Little Region. A number of key road projects in Cameroon will be carried out next year. This is the substance of a get-together in Yaoundé today involving heads of regional councils and municipal authorities. And in sports, 34-year-old Richelle Anita Sopimbila is one of the flag bearers to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. An accident which occurred this morning at about 2 a.m. on the National Road No. 3 around Misole Sanaga Maritime Division of Littoral Region has caused heavy traffic on the highway. The accident involved two trucks which entered into collision. One of the lorries transporting 14 cows left four dead in the middle of the road. Road users plying the highway have been stranded since 7 a.m. Water and Energy Minister Gaston Elundwe-Sumba, who was traveling to the littoral region for a working visit, has to cancel the field trip due to the heavy traffic. The International School for Security Forces, AE Force, in Awai, Yaoundé, has graduated some 61 auditors and trainees from six countries in the presence of members of government and heads of diplomatic missions in Cameroon. A joint graduation ceremony of the 10th batch of the Higher Degree of Security Studies and 13th batch of the Senior Staff Diploma of Security Forces received their attestations in a ceremony chaired by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in Charge of Defense, Joseph Betty Asomo, who doubles as the board chair. The graduates are from the Central African Republic, Congo, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Togo, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Cameroon. Heads of some ministries are being edified by the European Union on the Union's deforestation regulations, which cover seven products on the market for export like coffee, cocoa, timber, palm oil, cattle, and soybean, as well as derived products like beef, furniture, and chocolate. According to the EU ambassador Jean-Marc Chatenier, the EU deforestation regulation, which goes operational on December 30th this year, outlines the key provisions and obligations on private companies. Trade Minister Luc Magraba Tangana, who chaired the meeting, noted that Cameroon exports 78% of cocoa and 68% of coffee, which to him the regulation is a turning point in the fight against deforestation. Discussions to update data on the state of the country's network and identify key road projects to be carried out in 2025 have been launched in Yaoundé under the chair of Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganou Djimesi. It targets regional and local authorities who have been following up road projects devolved to them by the Minister of Public Works using funds from the public investment project. So far, a total of 30.6 billion CFA francs has been disbursed for the construction and rehabilitation of roads at the regional and local levels. And onto this press release, the Minister of Finance hereby reminds the general public that in accordance with the tax legislation in force, fiscal stamps can only be purchased from the following public accounting offices: tax collector's offices, fiscal stamp revenue offices, paymaster general's offices, specialized paymaster's offices, divisional treasuries, subdivisional treasuries. Taxpayers are therefore urged to remain vigilant and to submit their documents in person to the above services for stamping without resorting to the assistance of third parties. The Directorate General of Taxation has made arrangements to facilitate the acquisition of fiscal stamps at the above mentioned offices. The tax department is also at your disposal to authenticate any dubious stamps. While counting on the compliance of all, the Minister of Finance would like to recall that as per the regulations in force, all documents bearing fake fiscal stamps that shall be systematically rejected and their holders liable to criminal prosecution. Signed, Louis-Paul Mutase, Minister of Finance. And we take you out of Cameroon, where the Namibian government has denied a visa extension for King Ronald Mutebi II of Buganda, who has been in Namibia since April for medical treatment. The decision is based on Namibian immigration laws, which allow a maximum stay of 90 days per year for foreign nationals. This follows recent protests by Ugandan activists at Namibian diplomatic missions, which reportedly displeased Namibian authorities. And in sports, Six teams are currently participating in an international basketball competition taking place in Yaoundé. The championship, dubbed Mathieu Bessini Under 14 International Tournament, brings together four basketball academies from Cameroon and from the Central African Republic. According to the general coordinator of the games, Yves Chala, the essence of the sporting event is to train young basketball players so that they can compete in international tournaments. The countdown to the 2024 Olympic Games continues, with athletes having last-minute preparations ahead of the Paris event that kicks off in under 8 days. Amongst the six athletes to defend Cameroon's colours is Richelle Anita Sopimbela, who is one of the flag bearers for Team Cameroon and African champion in plus 78 kilogram. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
The National Road Number 3 has been paralyzed since this morning following an accident involving two trucks at Misole in the Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral Region. One of the two lorries was transporting cows, which invaded the road, causing heavy traffic on both sides of the road, leaving users stranded. Roslyn Fossa was on the site and now reports.
Scaling through the National Road Number 3 was more than a hard nut to crack this morning of July 18. Even bikes known for using the tiniest path had all been blocked around Misole in the Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral. Upon the arrival of the CRTV's team in this location, trials to get to the main site of the accident were all void due to the inaccessibility of the road. According to information gathered from inhabitants, the accident on the National Road Number 3 happened as early as 2 a.m., leading to heavy traffic at around 7 a.m. The accident that paralyzed the road, according to inhabitants of Misole 1, involved two trucks which entered into collision. The content of one of the lorries, notably 14 cows, occupied the entire road, thereby blocking circulation at the end. Many travelers and users remained stranded on the road to 12 noon when we left the site. The Minister of Water and Energy, Gaston Elundo Isomba, on a working visit to Misole, also saw his mission come to a premature end following the road blockage. The plans and programs of the users of the National Road Number 3 will thus witness modifications. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
Heads of regional councils and municipal authorities in Cameroon have begun meeting in Yaoundé to review data on the state of Cameroon's road network and to identify priority road projects for the year 2025. The national conclave was launched today by officials of the Ministry of Public Works in the presence of representatives of regional governors. Patience Wingo presents the situation of the road network in Cameroon in the following report.
With most road networks harbored at regional and council levels, the two-day consultation has brought together heads of regional councils and mayors, as well as road project managers who have been monitoring road construction projects financed with funds from the public investment budget. The mayor of Monatele, Prosper Parfembasi Besala, and that of Yoko Diodone Anitina, all from the center region, talk about the state of roads in their respective municipalities and the projects they hope to achieve in 2025.
In Monatele, we have around 400 kilometers of earth road that we have to maintain. We have been receiving some money from Minister of Public Work. This year, we have received 65 million. When you compare to the 750 million that we need, you can imagine. Imagine the problem. It's very difficult for people to evacuate their product from the village to the town.
During many years, our road was in bad situation. Since government started the big projects, people are happy. But we need more financial resources to go to those villages.
Current data on Cameroon's road network shows a total distance of 121,873 kilometers. 109.10 make up motorways, with 9,387.26 consisting of national highways. Regional roads cover 13,841.57 kilometers, while council roads cover a length of 8,535 kilometers.
Patients Wingo reporting. Over in the littoral region, a regional meeting to upgrade the state of roads for the first semester of 2024 has taken place in Douala. The meeting, which was presided at by the Director of Maintenance and the Protection of Road Patrimony at Ministry of Public Works, Michel Innocent-Bem Gombe, in the presence of the Secretary General of the Littoral Governor's Office, Abubakari Hamantrito, will enable the Ministry of Public Works better prioritize road interventions in the 2025 financial year. Rebiatu Jingi Abdulaziz reports.
The concertation meeting regrouped administrative and local authorities of the region to present the data of the road networks of the region. It states the criteria of priority road interventions and also strategies for the maturity of projects. The Secretary General of the Littoral Governor's Office, Abubakari Hamantrito, says there will also be a greater need for the interventions in the national, regional and communal road networks by priority order and according to their level of maturity for the preparation of the 2025 budgetary year. From the year 2018 to 2025, the Director of Maintenance and Protection of Road Patrimony at the Ministry of Public Works, Michel Innocent-Bem Gombe, says since the 31st of December 2024, the road networks for the littoral region covers over 7,551 kilometers, with 13% in good state, 30% in average, and 60% in bad state. So this 2023, the Ministry of Public Works has transferred 2 billion francs to councils and 660 million francs to the regions. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
The North region is suffering from the poor roads syndrome as well. Despite significant rehabilitation works carried out on the road network in the region, partly thanks to the African Football Cup of Nations hosted by Cameroon in 2022, much still remains to be done. Let's have more on the state of the road network in the North region in this report by Julius Neba.
The overall length of the road network in the North region is estimated at about 20,000 kilometers, including 805 kilometers of tarred roads and 10.54 kilometers of earth roads. Out of the four divisions in the region, the Mayoluti is the only division connected by tar to the North region's capital city, Garoua. Consequently, moving to other administrative units is a Herculean task, an ordeal also experienced by travelers taking the National Road No. 1 that is in an advanced state of deterioration. Hence, the emergency work undertaken by the Ministry of Public Works on the axis. Mr. Zangwai is the North Regional Delegate of Public Works.
We have identified some potholes which constitute real danger for the circulation.
Works praised by the population.
It is really laudable because it will reduce accidents. So we really thank the head of state.
It is worthy to mention that the North region's capital city, Garoua, benefited from around 30 kilometers of asphalt road before the Cannes Total Energies tournament in 2022. Other projects aimed at the rehabilitation of the Kankaru axis and the Alhaji Pantami route are underway. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
Away from roads, the population of Darak in the Logan and Shari division of the Far North region are full of praises for the multinational joint task force of the Lake Chad Basin Commission. Through the Lake Senate 2 operation, a makeshift command post set up in the locality has been effective in fighting all forms of insecurity threats in and out of Darak as well as along the Lake Chad Basin. Emos Enonyakedagbo from our Far North Regional Bureau completes that story.
The Lake Sanity 2 operation of the multinational Joint Task Force of the Lake Chad Basin Commission in the Darak subdivision of the Logan and Shari division in the Far North region has provided maximum security and several health care services to the local population just 3 months after the operation was enforced. Today, the local population can vacate about their activities without any fear of the unknown, for the soldiers of the multinational Joint Task Force are present almost everywhere, defending the population from all sorts of aggression. Local administrative and municipal authorities in the subdivision covering the surface area of a little over 1,000 square kilometers are grateful to the Lake Chad Basin Commission for the security inputs, praying that the soldiers make Darak Island their permanent abode. Darak, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV.
63 trainees have graduated from the International School of Security Forces, OE Force, in Hawaii, Yaounde, with a call on them to live up to their new status. The minister delegate at the president in charge of defense, board chair of OE Force, Joseph Betty Asomo, made the call during the joint graduation ceremony of the 10th batch of higher degree of security studies and 13th batch of senior diploma of security forces in Yaounde. Tidengo Henry is standing by at the Yaounde Conference Center with more. Hello, Henry.
Good afternoon, Manka Ambi, and welcome to the Conference Center in Yaounde, where the joint graduation ceremony has just ended. The 63 laureates constitute the 10th batch of the higher degree of security studies and the 13th batch of the senior staff diploma of security forces from the International School for Security Forces, EFORS. They have been drilled on operational level planning in the management of national and international security issues, capable of informing decision makers in the multidisciplinary context. The spokesperson of the trainees, Colonel Pulendong of the National Gendarmerie in Cameroon, expressed gratitude to the government for the skills acquired at the EFORS in Hawaii, Yaounde. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, board chairperson of EFORS, Joseph Betty Asomo, congratulates the military officials from the Central African Republic, Congo, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Togo, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Cameroon, and urged them to live up to their new status in their countries. After the proclamation of the results, the laureates received prizes, diplomas, and insignia. The EFORS has today trained 259 staff from 16 African countries. The ceremony was attended by members of government plus heads of diplomatic missions accredited to Cameroon. Ngu Henry reporting from the conference center in Yaounde.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CLTV's afternoon edition on the national station. A delegation of the European Union has met with heads of some members of government in Cameroon to edify them on the new EU deforestation regulation, which covers some products on the market for exportation. According to the EU ambassador to Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatenier, the regulation to go operational in December outlines the key provisions and obligations imposed on private companies in particular, and also highlights Cameroon's critical role, which is one of the world's largest producing countries of the cocoa cash crop. While chairing the deliberation, Trade Minister Luc Magloambarga Tangana said the new law is a turning point in the fight against deforestation. He spoke to Kelly Eben.
We have nothing to be worried. Our producers have not to be worried about this new regulation of the European Union for deforestation, because we are preserving our forest. If this problem is the problem of some other countries, in particular in West Africa and other regions in the world, it's not the problem of Cameroon. And I could add that the European market is not our main market. We have other market. We are developing a neighbor market. We have Asian market. So they consume 80% of our production. It means that we have still large scale to develop the production and to develop new markets. We have not to be worried. We are not fearing anything about that regulation. We are okay with it.
The Minister of Trade, Luc Magloambarga Tangana, talking to the CRTV. Climate observers have recently been given warnings about imminent heavy rains with risk of floods and landslides in several parts of the country. Amongst the several risk zones across the nation is Guache, a neighborhood in Bafoussam, where almost 5 years ago, a landslide left 40 3 people dead and many injured. Nook Protus of CRTV West comes back on the sad event and the current prevailing situation there.
When 43 persons died in a landslide incident in the Ngwashe 4 neighborhood, Bafusam 3, in 2029, it was thought that a lesson had been learned the hard way when it comes to living in risk zones. But apparently, no. At that time, public authorities had resettled the surviving population elsewhere. 5 years later, the settler population is once again on the rise in this neighborhood that originally was all covered by raffia trees. Now it is the rainy season again. The risk of floods and landslides are acute, made even more scary by the blocking of natural waterways and drainage systems by plastics and domestic waste in Ngwashe 2, Kamkop, and other bordering neighborhoods. Several houses have been marked as unsafe for habitation, but they are still there with their inhabitants. Local public authorities seem to have resigned to the formality of awareness raising, while these neighborhoods wait, almost in submission, for the next disaster. Nook Protus, CRTV, Bafusam.
The Nelson Mandela International Day has been observed today in Yaoundé with a visit to an orphanage called the Marche en Avant Orphanage. During the visit by the South African High Commissioner to Cameroon, Madla Langa took along some gifts for the blind children of the orphanage. Charles Ebune.
On the outskirts of Yaoundé, about 40 kilometers away from the capital city, is found the Marche en Avant Orphanage, host to visitors on Mandela Day this year in Cameroon. The visitors are officials from the South African High Commission to Cameroon and social workers to share the Nelson Mandela spirit of solidarity and love to the visually impaired children. Madla Langa is the South African High Commissioner to Cameroon.
All of us are very important as agents of change, and we must take the lessons of Nelson Mandela, who was very concerned about the fate of children.
The founder of the orphanage expresses extreme joy to the United Nations and the government, plus the South African High Commission, for coming to assist the children with gifts on a day like this. Mwengo Maureen is the representative of the Ministry of Social Affairs.
I am so impressed because this center is doing a wonderful job taking care of our target population.
A projection of the message of the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, on Mandela Day, and the performance from the children are some of the key features of the event. The Nelson Mandela Day was coined 15 years ago for everyone to provide 67 minutes of his life for community to service.
Charles Ebune. And this government communique on the upsurge in the use of abusive language against the institutions of the Republic and their representatives within the public space. Cameroon sees itself as a democracy and a state governed by the rule of law. We owe this major development of our country in the area of freedoms after long years of monolithism to the will and resolute commitment of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya. Hence, after several decades of political experimentation and the coming of age, Cameroon can today commend itself on the remarkable progress made in this area. The proliferation of press organs, radio and television channels, the multiplicity of political parties that operate freely, as well as the freedom of tone standing out as one of the undeniable characteristics bearing witness to the effectiveness and vitality of our democracy. In other words, Cameroonians can express themselves without any constraint, approve or disapprove the actions of public authorities, and make known their point of view on all issues relating to the life of the nation. However, the freedom of which we are proud today more than ever before should not give anyone the latitude to attack the institutions of the Republic, nor the honorability of those who embody them, prominent among whom is the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, who was freely and overwhelmingly elected by his fellow citizens. This is why it is unacceptable for compatriots, be they political party leaders or opinion leaders to use irreverent, insulting, or even offensive language with regard to the person who is legitimately and happily presiding over the destiny of Cameroon. The government of the Republic strongly refutes and condemns the language that some of our fellow citizens indulge in with impunity under the guise of democracy, flouting both decorum and the laws and regulations of the Republic. The government once again calls for restraint and a sense of responsibility on the part of all in exercising their legitimate right to freedom, which shall not resort to outrage and insult, flouting our fundamental societal values or contravening the basic norms of democracy and the rule of law. Signed, the Minister of Communication, Government Spokesperson René Emmanuel Sadi. And on to sports, the countdown to the 2024 Olympic Games continues with athletes having last-minute preparations ahead of the Paris event that begins in 8 days. Amongst the six athletes to represent Cameroon in the Games is Richelle Anita Supimbela, who doubles as one of the flag bearers. Harrison Ashutiku has the profile of the judoka in the full report.
Richelle Anita Supimbela made a strong comeback to judo after 5 years with a streak of gold medals to her credit. The judoka was born on the 4th of January 1990. In the last 10 months, won gold medal in the plus 78 category in the 2024 Africa Judo Championship in Cairo, Egypt. She also dominated the Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, Luanda, Angola and Marrakech, Morocco opens. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Master Alain Christian Kinge, is confident that she has what it takes to grab a medal for Cameroon in Paris.
Supimbela is the best athlete of judo in Cameroon this year. She will get medal for Cameroon, but it's not very easy. It's a very, very high level competition, but I think we make all to go to that goal because we prepare since 1 year for that.
Supimbela's love for judo dates back to her university days when she competed in the university games, and from there she went on to be a national champion. She'll be representing Cameroon in the plus 78 kilograms in judo, and her ambition is to write her name in history by helping Cameroon to win her first Olympic medal in judo when she opens her campaign in Paris.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again, the main points. Many road users of the Yaoundé-Douala Highway have been stranded since morning due to the inaccessibility of the stretch caused by an accident involving two trucks at Misole, Sanaga Maritime of the Littoral Region. A number of key road projects in Cameroon will be carried out next year. This is the substance of a get-together in Yaoundé today involving heads of regional councils and municipal authorities. And in sports, 34-year-old Richelle Anita Supimbela is one of the flag bearers to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Marlis Natacha Mba.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Les présidents des conseils régionaux et les magistrats étaient en conclave ce jour à Yaoundé. Il était question de mettre à jour le rapport du réseau routier et de priorisation des interventions routières en vue de la préparation du budget 2025. Pour l'année en cours, 30,6 milliards de francs CFA ont déjà été transférés aux collectivités territoriales par le ministre des Travaux publics. Le ministre Emmanuel Nganou-Djoumessi a suivi les 10 travaux de près. Exportation du cacao et du café, bientôt un nouveau règlement de l'Union européenne contre la déforestation. Le Cameroun, troisième pays producteur de cacao en Afrique et quatrième sur le plan mondial, est concerné par cette réglementation qui entre en vigueur le 30 décembre 2024. Une réunion d'information sur les implications de cette réglementation s'est tenue ce jour entre le ministère du Commerce, plusieurs membres du gouvernement et une délégation de la représentation de l'Union européenne à Yaoundé. Le ministre du Commerce, Luc Magloire Mbaga Tangana, qui conduisait les travaux, a rassuré que le Cameroun sera prêt au moment de la transition. La 10e promotion du brevet d'études supérieures de sécurité et la 13e promotion du diplôme d'état-major des forces de sécurité de l'École internationale des forces de sécurité ont reçu leur diplôme et insigne de fin de stage ce jeudi au Palais des Congrès de Yaoundé. La cérémonie était présidée par le ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la Défense, Joseph Betty Assomo. Par ailleurs, président du conseil d'administration de l'EIFORCE, c'était en présence de 4 autres membres du gouvernement. Et puis en sport, Jeux olympiques Paris 2024, le Cameroun entend rayonner à Paris avec dans les rangs Richelle Anita Sopimbela. Elle est championne d'Afrique en titre dans la catégorie de plus de 78 kg. La lionne indomptable des tatamis qui présente un excellent potentiel rêve d'un podium olympique à Paris. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.